on this week's Pop Buzz podcast, Katie will be guiding us through the end of Claire's accessories. Woody will be talking about that big Riverdale reveal. And also our very special guests are John Cena and Leslie Mann from the new film Blockers. We'll be talking about that and also letting them take over Katie's Tinder account. More on that later. But first, here's the big stories of the week in WTF News.
What the f*** is happening in the news?
So, ladies and gentlemen, how are you?
Well,
thanks.
Well, tired. It's the end of the day, but power through because interesting stories.
Yeah. Well, good stuff is happening because Riverdale is back.
Yay!
So, unless you...
The enthusiasm in the room.
The bills are finally being paid.
Well, look, Bughead and Varchi in the latest episode went to the woods, you know, had some...
You know, time, as you do.
Time to themselves, you know, had some, you know, fun
some
times in the woods.
Fun.
Right.
But that left the rest of the Riverdale crew going to see Love, Simon. In particular, Cheryl, who was so taken by the film and the film's LGBT storyline... Mm-hmm. That she decided to come out to Tony Topaz.
Woo!
Just all kicked off.
Suddenly.
Yes, Cheryl, come
out of
on.
Nowhere, Cheryl comes out.
Nice.
And we were shooketh. What did you guys think of the storyline? What are your feelings about it?
I mean, positive. It seems like the fans enjoy the way it was handled. It's quite nice in a way that you say it's like, oh, it's out of nowhere, because these things are in life. It shouldn't be sort of like a flag-posted plot point thread throughout a series. Do you know what I mean? It's quite, that is how things work in real life a lot of the time. It's a myriad of ways. What did you think, Katie?
Did the Love, Simon placement seem a little...
Love, Simon in theatres, March, whatever it is.
March, I mean, it was a really great, like, point for Cheryl. Like, sure. She goes to the cinema, something clicks in her brain. She's like, oh, I don't have what Simon has. I wish I had that. So I'm going to talk to this person who I don't know, but I know I can trust to talk to. Mm-hmm. But it did seem a little forced with the Love, Simon
perhaps.
Aspect.
Some people are saying that they were asking, have they made Cheryl gay just to kind of tie in with the Love, Simon for that promo money. I think that's a little far-fetched.
Yeah,
I don't think that.
Yeah, I don't think that's actually correct at all. I think Cheryl's character development is that you constantly find out more about her, which you weren't expecting, and you're only just like peeling off the layers of her character. So actually, in that way, it's... Yeah, I guess it's kind of in keeping with what's been going on with her before.
Yeah, and when you sort of look back at her relationship with her mum in particular, when she told that story, it's like, okay, yeah, this sort of thing has been instilled in her by her really horrible, abusive mother. And it kind of makes sense.
But no, fair enough.
What I was wondering is, have you ever, you know, had any overwhelming revelations after watching a film?
Based on films starring Nick Robinson? Not particularly based on movies, no. I can't say that a film's ever changed my life in that way. There's still time.
But you haven't seen Call Me By Your Name yet,
James. Very true. That's very true. It'll put me on peaches for life, but if nothing else, that might be the only thing. I don't know. It's interesting. It is interesting when you think about films aimed at that age, though, because on a slightly different. I saw Lady Bird last night, finally, which I loved, by the way. But it's all very relatable, and I saw a lot of myself in those experiences in certain places, particularly about horrible high school Amdram. More on that later. We'll talk about that off air, because you'll relate, kids. But also, like, I can imagine if I was of that age watching it, it probably would speak to me in a way that, you know, an even bigger, more powerful way that maybe, like you say, revelations coming out. Which is why, actually, it was kind of crowbarred in the Love, Simon reference, but maybe a lot of people going to see it are going to have experiences that we can't quite appreciate because we're not that age anymore, guys.
Yes. Maybe. Possibly.
You never know. We'll have to wait and see.
I know, I really, truly hope Riverdale delivers on a good storyline for Cheryl.
Fingers crossed.
She deserves it.
She does. She deserves more. Anyway, what are the other big stories this week? Katie, sad news from the world of retail,
like,
I believe.
Woody bought his good news, but I have some terrible, terrible news.
Oh, dear.
And that news is that Claire's Accessories, the beloved brand of my youth, it might be filing for bankruptcy.
Oh, no, not another one. Not another classic store.
God.
Claire's
sad times.
Where am I going to get my little things?
I was going to say, I mean, my little things. things.
Do no other shops sell little things these days?
Well, like, that used to be a shop I used to go in every single weekend. Yeah. But, like, did you guys ever step foot in there?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, on occasion, but not to... I mean, well, it's one of those iconic stores. It was in every single shopping mall.
You could get anything in there. Like, if you needed glitter for a school disco, I don't know, Claire's accessories.
No, it was always, like, I had a lot of female friends when I was younger. Well, still do. But just throwing it out there.
Exclusively male now.
God, your friendship group so secluded these days.
But we would go into town at the weekend and they would always drag me in there. And I would always be like slightly embarrassed, but also kind of slightly wanting all the glitter things. Yeah. It's like, yeah, give me it. Actually, one of my like earliest memories is walking past a Claire's accessory store and someone getting their ear pierced in the window and the girl looked so traumatized. She was there like... You know, like really crying.
It's a rite of passage.
I honestly can remember exactly what she looked like. I was probably like 6 years old.
Well, the reason that they're filing for bankruptcy, apparently they're in like £2 billion worth of debt.
Dear Lord.
I mean, I'm blaming Generation Z.
Yeah.
I mean, are they going to shops anymore? I never see them in shopping centres.
Well, like you say, I guess, like you say, maybe. But like you say, their bread and butter was always the ear-piercing thing because it's cheap and it's in a place where you're already buying earrings and stuff and accessories anyway. So maybe that was, I don't know. I always felt like that would keep them going, surely.
It was like they blamed online shopping, decreased footfall in stores, which is, that's the kids not going into the shopping centres anymore. But I mean, if you've been past one recently, it just looks the same as it did 10 years ago.
Exactly.
It hasn't had a makeover. The prices are actually extortionate. Yeah. It's just not cool.
Yeah, they haven't kept with the times.
No, they haven't.
But where can people go now to get the same stuff? Hot Topic?
Hot Forever 21, H&M, and it's cheaper.
Options available. RIP Claire's. What a shame. Up there with Toys R Us and the big shopping mall in the sky.
Let's draw up a business plan and save Claire's.
I'm ready.
Change.org.
If everyone chips in like a tenner. Done.
Katie's, I'll call it.
Just go and get yourself
Katie's
some glitter, for God's sake. That's
Katie's
all we need.
Katie's tat.
Yes.
The tat store, coming soon. All right, well, one more news story we've got to address just because this made me laugh so much. Panic at the Disco, you know, obviously, I'm a big fan. Hi, Brendan, old friend of the show. Got to give him a shout out, haven't we? New album on the way. Been hidden tinting, lots of like teaser videos, you know, 19th of March, some kind of announcement is coming. All very mysterious. Don't want to give anything away unless you're the orchestrator who's been working on the album, in which case you'll just tweet all the details for no reason.
It's crazy.
What's he doing, man? This guy, his name's Rob Mathis. Bless him. He seems very, very sweet. I don't think he realized quite what he was doing, but someone asked a question about some orchestral music that was in this teaser video hinting at the album, and he just comes back and says, oh yeah, it's the new Panic single. It's called King of the Clouds. It's coming out soon. I worked on it. You're going to really love it. It's just like, why are you giving away all the details?
I love it. It's that classic, like, old person doesn't know how to use the internet, doesn't, you know, realise what's going on.
My favourite part, though, was when it was, like, 8 hours later when he deleted it. So he must have, like... I think it was in the middle of the night.
8 hours.
I've got the screenshot, obviously, and it says it was tweeted at 1:10 in the morning, and I think he is based in London. So he presumably went, oh, that's very sweet. I'll tweet that. Off to bed a go. And then wake up the next morning with, like, 20,000 retweets.
It's kind of like, but not really. Was it when Kate Middleton got married to Prince William and it was her granddad that, like, spoke to the reporters? Spoke to reporters because he was out on a walk and like gave away all the location details, the timing, everything. And he was like, "Oh, I probably should have told you that."
Oh, bless. Media training for all. Oh man, it's such a shame.
Very exciting, though.
Oh, it's exciting. I'm delighted. It's, you know, it's about time. Love some new music from Brendan. Hey, look, Rob, if you're listening, your orchestration sounded great, mate. They sound fantastic. We probably shouldn't know what it's called yet, King of the Clouds, but still. It's nice. It's nice to see it in there. Yeah, new album coming very, very soon. Bless him. I think we should just send a bit of support to Rob, is my point. Yeah. That's my overall point. Rob, don't feel bad, mate. It's all right. You've deleted it now.
We've all been there.
We've all tweeted things we regret.
No, we haven't really all been there, but we have all been there.
Big love to Rob and Panic at the Disco. We're back on Pop Buzz, guys. Our guest today, stars of the new movie Blockers, in theatres very, very soon. Ladies and gentlemen, John Cena and Leslie Mann are here. Here we go. Lovely to see you both. Lovely to see you. Welcome back to London, first
Thank
of all,
you.
We will say. Let's start with the film. So funny, so much fun. Let's just set it up for listeners right away. Tell us what it's about and who you are playing, if you please.
Yeah, go. I'll jump in.
It's about three young ladies who make a pact to lose their virginity on prom night. And their parents find out about this pact, and they think it's a terrible idea. And so they do everything they can to stop that from happening.
And they really do everything they possibly can, everything in their power. And, you know, we'll bleep this if we have to, but obviously the title blockers, it comes from the phrase cock blocking, which we all know
there's
in the UK.
There's a male rooster.
Indeed. I've seen in the poster.
Open for interpretation. Indeed. That's what you take away from this.
That's just me. That's what I came for. I was wondering, is this, I mean, obviously we've all been there where, you know, a friend's getting chatted up in the club. You have to distract the person. You've ever been in a blocking situation in real life? Was there any real life experiences you could call on here? No? No?
I'm sure you've had some.
I think I've had to steer people away from what I think is them making a mistake. Only to realize that, like, bad idea by me, and I should just let them make the mistake.
Well, that's fair. That's yeah. That's a very fair comment. It's nice. You never know until it happens, though. You've got to watch these things. Oh, I see.
We watched the film, and there were so many wild moments in it where people were literally screaming with laughter.
Okay.
One of the ones we have to talk about is the butt chugging.
Yeah.
Let's discuss the butt chugging.
Already iconic. Already iconic.
People may not understand what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You want to describe that a little bit? Okay, so there's a scene in the movie where I am challenged to a drinking contest, to which I'm totally up to do, and then we drink through the wrong end. And I don't know that that's... I didn't know that that was a thing.
Yeah, neither did I. That's a mad thing, yeah.
I found out the hard way that it is a thing. I also found out the hard way that I'm quite good at.
Wow. Hidden talents.
When you were filming that scene, like, how long did that scene take to film?
It was like six hours.
It took a long time.
Yeah.
You didn't have anything covering the back part, right? Just the front part. And so he's like bent over, and there are about 100 extras behind him, and he didn't care.
But I think
the reason he didn't care is because his butt is so. It's not like a normal butt where there's like, you know, like there's, you know, the thing is like right there. Like if you lay down or bent over, you would see the bottom part.
Yes.
His, you know what, your butthole.
Oh, okay. All right.
He has like two giant chunks of muscle that's like this deep. And so you can't even, because it's so deep, it's probably 4 or 5 inches deep.
So I was.
Is that making sense?
That is making
sense.
Did
I paint the picture?
You have painted such a visual. It's phenomenal.
I was more comfortable doing the butt chucking than I am.
That's the greatest compliment right there, John. Come on. This is positivity. Positivity right here.
Talking about other films that made us scream. Films, scenes. Literally everyone screamed at this moment was your very understated electrocution scene.
Like,
I don't even know what it was. The way you just like looked at your hands, you were like, oh, and fell. Like, what was the method then?
Talk us through that.
What were you channeling, Leslie, in that particular moment?
Oh, God. I don't know, but I love that, too. That
was
fun.
So funny.
That was really fun.
What were your other favourite scenes to film?
A lot of outrageous stuff in here, yeah. What are the highlights people should look out for, without giving away too much?
No, and I won't pick out certain favourites, because I certainly don't want to spoil anything.
Sure.
The whole thing was great. We told jokes all day, like, if we weren't making fun of Ike, or, like, Ike wasn't making fun of us, and, like, even during the downtime... It was really cool, and it was just a really fun experience. And I think it really shows on screen. The relationship between the young women was very genuine, and their dates was also genuine.
Yeah.
The relationships between us was really genuine. And if we did get on each other's case at all, it sure as hell plays in the movie.
So, yeah.
It's a really fun ride, and it's because we were all okay with being embarrassed and at certain moments and having fun.
Oh, it's really nice to hear. It's great when that happens, isn't it? It's just lovely. Aww. A big loving. I enjoy it.
The film centers around prom night. I was wondering what your guys' prom night was like.
Ooh.
You know, how did it go down? What were you wearing? How did you get there?
I wore a pink strapless lamé dress. Pink lamé. Mm-hmm. Cute. And then it had like three levels of bubbles, like a I don't even know what that's called, like a bubble dress. And I had like frosty curly hair, like really wild, crazy curly hair that was frosted blonde or whatever, frosty. And I went with this really good looking guy who became a professional football player and won the Super Bowl.
No way.
What?
Jeff Thomason.
What?
Yeah.
For what team? What team did he play for?
Philadelphia.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
Man.
And he was tall and really good looking.
My God.
Sounds like you had a great night.
Well, beat that, John. Beat that. That's a competition. Who was your celebrity prom day? Come on, John.
I wore a seafoam green single strap lamé.
Amazing.
And I took an Ernest Borgnine doppelganger to the
prom. It was a wonderful time. A wonderful time had by all.
Are we going to get a sequel? Are we going to see what the girls get up to at college? What are you going to have to block this time?
We're not even out with the first one yet.
That's how sure we are it's a hit right there.
It depends on you people listening. Go see the movie 100 times. 27 of them if you keep buying the tickets.
Yes.
Still that's block. What we like
what
to hear.
Number 27 become? It would be still us. Cocking the block.
No, it would be the kids as grown adults trying to block us from assisted living. Something like that.
Yeah.
This is what we want to see. Make the franchise happen, people. Well, we want to play a little bit of a game before you guys go. So obviously, like we say, it's all about blocking. It's all about choosing the right partner for your children, rightly or wrongly, all this kind of thing. Now, Katie over here, single lady. She's on the lookout for love, but we have a crucial detail. Has to be a celeb.
Okay.
Has to be a celeb boyfriend. And ideally one with a fair bit of cash. So what we're looking at here is a game of celebrity Tinder, right? So we're going to put in front of you here, right in front of you on this laptop, a series of celebrities. And we want you to decide whether they are appropriate boyfriend material for Katie or not. And we can go higher or lower, basically. If you don't know who they are, that's fine too. We'll skip that person. That's all good. We're going to start with the first one. I believe it's Joe Keery from Stranger Things is the first one on there. Plays Steve Harrington in Stranger Things. So basically the idea is we can stick with Joe and Katie goes on the date with Joe, or we go to the next person and we decide whether or not it's going to compete.
And we have to ask like vague questions.
You can ask vague questions if you like, absolutely. If there's one you just flat out think that's the perfect boyfriend in the world, then we just stick on that one. But what are you thinking?
Allow me just to throw this out there. So we're looking for your ideal partner. Would that be a man or a woman?
I think they're all men in there. Yes.
They are all men, okay, so, based on previous conversations,
so
indeed.
So the first picture has passed stage one.
There we go. Tick in the first box.
I don't know if it's in there, but I believe the whole deck passes the stage.
Okay. We know you well. We think there's definitely some very accurate choices.
So, do you like hairy chests?
Depends.
Okay.
Depends.
It's a yes or no question. Answer the question.
It's on. For this, we're saying yes.
Okay. We'll say this. Well, why don't we see? We'll see the next option, and we'll see if we're going to stay or play.
Yeah, so
if we
click on to the next one, you know who we're looking at now. We've already stitched it up.
That's it.
Yes or no to that person, because you know.
Should she not see?
You have to decide for me.
Oh, okay. So right now he's looking pretty good. You like him?
But I want to see what's next.
Okay.
Let's go for it.
Hit the next one. Hit the button.
And by the way, this is the decision making process. If like that's how long I have.
Yeah. Yeah. I say no to him.
Who we got? Who we got in front of us?
Wait a second. Hold on.
The Rock's married. Is
he? Yeah. Well, there we go then.
And didn't he just have a baby? Yeah.
Yes.
We'll skip that one. Yeah. Wise.
This one's cute.
So this is Timothée Chalamet, I believe, is the next one. I think he's
22.
Older than he is in the film. Yeah, he's like 22.
Is he 22?
Yeah, I think he plays 17 in Call Me By Your Name, but he's a little bit older, I believe. Which
he's
makes
got great hair.
He has got cracking hair.
Yeah.
Great smile, majestic eyes, wonderful sense of color coordination.
I say no.
Leslie's going no. She's on to the next one already.
I don't know.
Straight on to the next one. Right, who we got in front of us?
He has a girlfriend.
Well, he does. I believe this is Zayn, right? They've broken up. This is a newly single Zayn.
Rebound? No.
Straight on.
And I saw your face. You were like, please pick him.
Straight on to the next one. Here we go. I believe we have Niall Horan, another One Directioner in front of us now, who I know that Katie is actually a fan of, Mr. Niall. We've had him in before.
Yeah, I've met him and he's really nice.
He is very
if
nice.
If that influences your decision.
Just looking for that approval.
Can I always serenade you as well? This guy's good.
I think so too.
He's good. Yeah.
Okay. We'll stick on Niall, and then let's see who is next, and we'll see if that's an upgrade or not.
No.
Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt a no.
Leslie.
What?
No, that's a great. That would be a great profile picture too. It's like, Donald, this will be worth your while. Like, that's a good idea.
I don't know.
Okay. We'll try the next one. Not beating Niall. Okay. Not beating Niall yet. We'll try the next one. Here we go. I believe it's another Chris. We're into Chris territory. We got the Hemsworth
he's
now.
Married.
Oh, he's married straight off next one. Yeah. Fine. Fair play. Chris Pine.
He's super cute.
He is a cute guy.
He's funny in Wonder Woman. Wasn't he funny in Wonder Woman?
He was really good in Wonder Woman.
I like him.
I also see you're like, this would be good for me.
Interesting.
We're gonna stick on Niall or are we going with Pine? What were you doing? Are we gonna stick or swap?
I can't even lie.
I think Niall.
We're gonna stick with Niall.
Between the two.
Yeah.
Yes, we do.
Because he's older.
Okay.
Hey, wait a second. What? Hold on.
Is that not no?
There's nothing wrong with that. But he's quite a bit older than you. Wait a second. Hold on.
We're gonna push. This is the final decision now. Okay. Are we going for Niall Horan or are we going for Chris Pine? That's my final two.
Long distance relationship.
Okay. Well played. Well.
Oh.
I like the musician.
We're setting up with Niall. Niall Horan. It's done. Very well done. This is why.
Eternal nights of wine, guitar, and mistakes.
That's it.
I like that.
The greatest start of the time. Guys, I hope it's been clear already. We love yes. this film. Congratulations.
Thank you. People
are going to absolutely love it.
You guys are already promoing the sequel, I appreciate
There we go. That's how much we love it right there. Enjoy the rest of your time in London. Hope we see you again soon. All right, John Cena, Leslie Mann. There we go. John Cena and Leslie Mann, ladies and gentlemen. Wasn't that maybe your favourite interview you've ever done in the history of the world?
No, like, seriously, of all time. Do you know how much I love Leslie Mann? Yeah. A lot.
Incredible, a lot. Incredible. Cena, when he did... What was your favourite moment? What was your highlight,
Woody?
You know
what? My favourite part was when he told us about his pet dog.
Right, seriously.
Who can do backflips?
You know what the amazing thing is? Now you've said that, when we actually record the interview tomorrow, if he mentions his dog,
mind will be blown.
Should we try and coerce him into speaking? I don't even know if he has a dog.
You have a dog.
But let's just try and... Okay, research tonight. If he has a dog, we're going to try and make him talk about a dog so this makes sense after the interview.
So, John, how did you train your dog to do a backflip on water?
Actually, all we need is for you
what
to ask that.
What has this got to do with the film Blockers, Woody?
What doesn't it have to do with it? Shall we try a rating out of 5? A speculative rating?
Well,
I'm sure they were great.
I think we all know what's going to happen.
It's very, very true. You guys loved the film, though, right?
The film was so funny.
Let's wax lyrical on that.
So funny. I went into it a bit skeptical because I was like, the trailer... I'm going to be honest. The trailer didn't look that good.
Okay.
But we went to the film and we were screaming.
Yeah. Nice.
Screaming with laughter.
A lot of comedy talent on that screen. Big cast. That's really, really cool. Well, that's good to see anyway. And hopefully you enjoyed that interview. I'm sure we'll enjoy it too.
Yeah.
That's about it for this week, guys. Little bit of news, little bit of admin before we go. Bye. I'm off, guys, as you well know. Yeah, I know. Fake shock responses, shall we? As if we haven't been talking about it. Damn it!
Yeah, I knew
it was going to happen!
Yes!
I'm moving on to another website that I won't mention the name of on this podcast because that'd be mean. But I'm going somewhere else. It's been a wild ride for 61 episodes, guys.
Has it been 61
episodes?
Should have bought some drinks.
We should have done. Well, that's for Friday when I'm actually leaving. But yeah, it's been awesome. This is my favorite bit of the job. It really, really is. So it's been great to do it. We've met lots of cool people.
Yes.
And you'll be carrying on in a few months or whatever, figure out what's going to happen, right?
We're going on hiatus.
Well, I'm also going on holiday. Unless you just want to listen to
that's
Woody
the real big news is that Katie's going on holiday. Yeah, that's the real announcement.
James is leaving. Katie's going on holiday. I'm holding the fort. I'm just going to stay in the office until I die. and then eventually we might start the podcast again.
Yeah. Give it time. Give it time. We'll be figuring things out.
But in the meantime, we will be doing celebrity interviews popbuzz.com. So there'll be loads of videos and stuff. So head there, basically.
Yeah, keep checking out the YouTube channel and everything. That's where all the studio interviews tend to go. Get all caught up with all that kind of stuff. And, you know, if you do miss us, and I know you will, go back and listen to all, like I say, 61 episodes, man. Quickly, let's do this. Before I depart off into the night, do you have a fave guest? I mean, for real.
Was there a fave one?
Oh. I mean, there are a lot. You can say more than one if you want, but like if I say to you fave guest, what's the first name that pops into your head immediately? Go for it.
I am actually just going to say Niall from One Direction.
That's fair. He was great.
I mean, it was so last minute. He was so funny. It was just great.
Nice. No, that's good stuff. That's a very good choice. He was very, very fun. Woody, do you have a competitor there?
Shit, you know what? I can barely remember.
61 though, it's a lot, man.
Who did we speak to?
The first, the most. I mean, my favorite guest will always be Brandon because he's just great. He's so easy to talk to, and we've had him on a few times. He's always really, really, really great. But the first one that pops into my head has been like the most fun we had in this studio was Noah Cyrus and dropping, doing
that was
a sound effects
one.
Game, dropping things in a sink. Yeah. She was an absolute riot at that one. She was really, really fun.
She was really good. I guess also. So when we had Bianca Del Rio, that was a scream.
Yeah.
That was a proper scream. Ollie and Troy, you know, I love...
Yeah. Big mix. We've had a lot of great ones. It's been a wild old ride. Like I say, go back and listen to them all and keep an eye on popbuzz.com as ever and also the YouTube channel for loads more interviews. There's a lot of big interviews coming up, actually, so do keep an eye out over the next few months. We will see you very soon in some shape or form. Until then, though, it's goodbye from Katie. Say goodbye.
Bye.
It's goodbye from Woody. Say goodbye.
Ciao.
It's goodbye from me. We'll see you soon.